The Wisconsin Supreme Court's ruling on this challenge to our state's livestock facility siting law is a huge win for Wisconsin's livestock farmers. This landmark law was created to provide a clear and consistent framework for both the farmers who grow their livestock farms and the local units of government that wish to regulate these farms in a scientifically sound manner. The law provides a roadmap for local units of government to implement the livestock facility siting process. So far, 23 counties and 41 towns have adopted the state livestock standards. This law works as intended because most potential roadblocks are now clear at the start of the expansion project. The proof of this is the relative lack of public controversies over farm expansion since the law took effect in 2006. According to the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, 70 permits for expansion were granted between May of 2006 and May of 2011. The conclusion of the ruling said that the state legislature had taken steps to balance the important interests of protecting precious natural resources with encouraging a robust and efficient agricultural economy. Rock County's Town of Magnolia stepped over these limitations set by the legislature. Agriculture contributes over $59 billion to Wisconsin's economy. Dairy alone contributes to nearly half of this total. Today's Supreme Court ruling benefits any farm family that wishes to grow their livestock farm in America's dairyland.